content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Sound Prints magazine for October 21st is now online. Novel Ideas meets November 16th. The Worlds of Books meets November 20th. Herbal Essences has begun etching bottles. Holiday Traditions are wanted for the ACB Board of Publications. ACB Diabetics in Action is asking for your dues, their due. The NVDA upgrade and release features. World determination of substantive gainful activity and its impact on Social Security. Weighing Things Up by Bob Branco was read on the Talking Information Center Network, which is Massachusetts' equivalent to the TRRS. The 2019 Leadership Conference and Meeting is being held on February 23rd through 26, 2019. And there will be stocking stuffers discussed for 2 weeks on the first Mondays in November instead of Tech Talk. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for October 21st is now online. Hulu to provide accessible content. Fashion and Style for Men and Women. Paula Weiss at the GLCB Roundabout. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Novel Ideas meets the third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/584149162 or iPhone OneTap +1408638089861, 5841491062#. Or +1646876692315841491062#. Or telephone for higher quality, dial a number based on your current location. In the U.S., 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Meeting ID 584-149-162. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/capital-S-X-9-0-A-6-C-R. Newswire, Friday, November 16, 2018, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is silly because it will be standard time by then. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book The Bad Daughter, DB91035. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. A gripping edge-of-your-seat thriller of family intrigue and dark secrets from the author of Someone Is Watching and See Jane Run. There was no shortage of words she could use to describe her father, almost none of them complimentary. Serves you damn right, she thought. A voicemail from her estranged sister, Melanie, sends Robin's heart racing and her mind spiraling in a full-blown panic attack. Melanie's message is dire. Their father, his second wife, and his 12-year-old stepdaughter have been shot, likely in a home invasion, and lie in hospital in critical condition. It's been more than 5 years since Robin turned her back on her father when he married her best friend. 5 years since she said goodbye to her hometown of Red Bluff, California, and became a therapist. More than 2 years since Robin and Melanie have spoken. Yet even with all that distance and time and acrimony, the past is always with Robin. Now she must return to the family she left behind. As she attempts to mend fences while her father clings to life, Robin begins to wonder if there's more to the tragedy than a botched burglary attempt. It seems that everyone, Robin's mercurial sister, her less than communicative nephew, her absent brother, and even Tara, her father's wife, has something to hide. and someone may have put them all in grave danger. New York Times bestselling author Joy Fielding has written a gripping edge-of-your-seat thriller of family intrigue and dark secrets. The Bad Daughter explores the deadly differences between the lies we want to believe and the truths we wish not to know. Join us at this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Hosted by Randy Shelton. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta. Email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, November 16, 2018. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, it's Saturday at midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers or execute the Zoom meeting link found in your Zoom invitation. Accessible World contacts Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radiooutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry Gassman, two R's, two S's, @roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Randy Shelton. Worlds of Books Discussion Group meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/28620056. iPhone One Tap plus 1646876923, #28620055#, or plus 1408638986, #28620055#. Telephone US 1646876923 or 1408638. +0986. Meeting ID 28620055. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation letter. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tech-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation and just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on 11-2018 to discuss Skinny Dip, DB58649, by Carl Hyacin. The NLS adaptation follows. Skinny Dip, DB58649. Hyacin Carl. Reading time, 12 hours, 58 minutes. Read by Fred Major. Suspense fiction. Humor. Bestsellers. Joey's biologist husband, Chaz, throws her overboard during a cruise because he thinks that she knows he's faking Everglades water samples. Joey is rescued by a former cop, Mike Stranahan, who helps her in a plan to drive Chaz insane. Strong language, some descriptions of sex, and some violence. Bestseller, 2004. You can find it on Bookshare at the following link. https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book /1344060 query. Return path equals capital L 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, little j, A, capital D, 9, T, B, number 2, capital R, 1, B, capital G, V, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, M, X, P, capital Y, little y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital X, capital N, R, A, capital W, 5, U, E, capital S, capital B, K, A, capital X, capital A, percent, 3, capital D. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the above meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Accessible World Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus. Details listed before. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, details listed before. Ellen Lemley, Co-Chair, details listed before. The Accessible World, details listed before. Signed, Ellen Lemley. Beginning 9 o'clock p.m. Friday, October 19th, Eastern Time, the Massachusetts Radio Reading Service, also known as the Talking Information Center, began a six-part reading of Bob Bronco's book, Weighing Things Up, Book 2, Essays on Trends, Technology, and Present-Day Society. The reading lasted for 1 hour per evening for 6 days, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope you all got to listen to my book and write back to me with comments. You can listen at ticknetwork.org, or if you have a special radio, that would work as well. On behalf of the ACB editor, Sharon Lovering, and the ACB Board of Publications, we invite you to share short, 100 words or less, pieces about the traditions in your lives. We will be just selecting as many as we can and feature them in the December edition of the ACB eForum. You can use any form of writing you like to describe a tradition that is meaningful to you. Maybe it's a holiday tradition from your youth, or a unique family tradition, or an annual service project. It can be a Christmas tradition, a Hanukkah tradition, or something entirely different. The only rule is that it be appropriate for the forum and 100 words or less. Send your traditions to Sharon Lovering by 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, October 25th, by email at slovering@acb.org, or by mail at 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Signed, Ron Brooks, Chairman, ACB Board of Publications. From the Social Security Administration website, Substantial Gainful Activity, SGA. Substantial gainful activity for the blind applies to Social Security benefits but does not apply to a supplemental security income, SSI, benefits. The formula for determining the SGA amount for the blind is set by law and is applicable only if a cost of living increase becomes effective for December of the year in which a determination of the SGA amount would ordinarily be made. Because there is a cost of living increase for December 2018, the formula can be applied. According to the formula, the monthly SGA amount for statutorily blind individuals for 2019 is such SGA amount for 1994 multiplied by the ratio of the National Average Wage Index for 2017 to that for 1992, or if larger, such SGA amount for 2018, $1,970. If the amount so calculated is not a multiple of 10, we round it to the nearest multiple of $10. Calculation details. Amounts in Florida, formula. 1994 monthly SGA amount, $930. 1992 average wage index, $22,935.42. 2017 average wage index $50,321.89 computation 930 times 50,321.89 divided by 22,935.42 equals 2040.48, which rounds to 2040. 2040 exceeds the corresponding amount for 2018, so the amount for 2019 is 2040. SGA for the non-blind disabled applies to Social Security and SSI benefits. The method used to adjust the SGA for non-blind individuals is similar to that used for blind individuals and was published in the Federal Register FR6582905 on December 29, 2000. The monthly SGA amount for non-blind disabled individuals for 2019 is such SGA amount for 2000 multiplied by the ratio of the National Average Wage Index for 2017 to that for 1998, or if larger, such SGA amount for 2018, $1,180. If the amount so calculated is not a multiple of $10, we round it to the nearest multiple of $10. Calculation details, amounts and formula. 2000 monthly SGA amount $700, 1998 average wage index $28,861.44, 2017 average wage index $50,321.89. Computation, 700 times 50,321.89 divided by 28,861.44 equals $1,220.50, which rounds to $1,220. Higher amount. $1,220 exceeds the corresponding amount for 2018, so the amount for 2019 is $1,220. Herbal Essences launches new etched bottles to help the vision impaired, October 11, 2018, 9 a.m. Herbal Essences is debuting an innovative and inclusive new shampoo and bottle design in honor of World Sight Day. The hair care brand recognized that people with vision impairment often struggle with everyday tasks that others may take for granted, needing to come up with special systems to help them identify the color of their clothing when getting dressed, discern $1 denomination from another, and even decipher which bottles contain which products. So the company decided to create a special etched design on the bottom of their shampoo and conditioner bottles, lines for shampoo, dots for conditioner, to ensure those with visual impairment could easily tell one from the other without any additional help. To make sure they approached the program correctly, they turned to Sam Lateef, the special consultant for Inclusive Design at Procter & Gamble, who lost her sight at 16 years old, to be the creative force behind the new bottle. I have spoken up just about one of the daily challenges people with disabilities experience every day, and I'm so delighted that Herbal Essences really got the problem and wanted to solve it, Lateef told People. The markings on each bottle are found toward the bottom using universally identifiable shapes like lines and dots instead of Braille, which Procter & Gamble discovered through their research was only known to a limited number of people who are blind. Before the new etched packaging, Lateef had needed to purchase shampoo and conditioners in different scents to identify one from the other, and spent hours marking bottles with an elastic band or a sticky dot with a friend to guide her as she put the right marker on the right bottle. If I didn't have someone around to be my eyes and help me, this process could take me days, she explained. Of course, I often forgot which was which and ended up sometimes conditioning or shampooing my hair twice, which was frustrating. Even shopping for her hair care products could be a challenge. A few times, the person helping me in the store gave me two bottles of shampoo instead of a shampoo and conditioner, something I didn't discover until I was home. Being faced with going back to the store when you can't drive or when you can't read the receipt to find the right one to exchange it for is troublesome, Lateef said. Now Lateef says she feels such a sense of joy when she can touch and tell the stripes are shampoo and the dots are conditioner, she said. Knowing for the rest of my life I will never experience this challenge again makes me feel so independent, Lateef added. It is a small but very meaningful step towards independence and increased confidence. Latif hopes that her endeavor with herbal essences will ultimately inspire other beauty brands to make similar changes in their own packaging. For a long time, I would overcome my daily challenges in my own way. I would not share with companies the problems I had using their products. I think it's a good time to start the dialogue. We need to open the eyes of businesses to let them understand that people like me struggle with certain aspects of their products, she said. I feel really, truly blessed that I have had this amazing opportunity to create something that I know will help millions of people, Latif added. I hope this helps to create a conversation so that other companies will realize how much of a difference a small change can make. This is a reminder to all members of ACB Diabetics in Action, or for those who would like to join. It is that time of year to get ready to send your $10 dues in for 2019. Be sure and put your full name, address, if sighted or blind, and how you would like your newsletter, email, large print, braille, or audio. You can send money order or check made out to ACBDA and send it to Michael Godino, 104 Tilrose Avenue, Malvern, New York, 11565-2024. You do not have to be a diabetic to join us. If you have a spouse, friend, relative, or if you are just interested in learning more about diabetes, you may join. Remember, my goal is to get at least 25 new members this year. You can all help by letting people know about our affiliate, or you might want to pay a year's membership for someone. I hope you all start sending your money into Mike now instead of waiting until the first minute. I'm sure she meant last minute. I will be sending out more notices so we get everyone motivated to pay their dues to join a great affiliate. Talk with you all later. D. Clayton, President, ACB Diabetics in Action, phone 515-848-5007. Email deeclayton1@gmail.com. NVDA Remote and NVDA 2018.3.1. First, I'll give a bit of background for those interested. If that's TLDR, then jump straight down to the NVDA Remote update below. Okay, thanks for sticking around. Now, excuse me while I get technical for just a paragraph. Don's a lab coat, Bill Nye style. As you likely know, Python is the programming language that most of NVDA is written in. WXPython is the user interface toolkit that we use with Python. Essentially, it's what gives NVDA things like a menu, dialog boxes, and buttons. It means we don't need to reinvent the wheel by defining what a button is and how it appears from scratch. We then use Python to tell the computer what to do when the user presses that button. With NVDA 2018.3, we moved to a newer version of WXPython 4.0.3. While that enables us to do lots of new improved things under the hood, it meant that older add-ons needed to be updated to work with the newer version of WXPython. The NVDA remote team tested an early beta of NVDA using WXPython 4.0.3 and implemented a fix for NVDA Remote well before NVDA 2018.3 was released. They made the code available as their master branch. While others could try it, they would initially have to build it themselves. They promised that they would package and release the new version as soon as NVDA 2018.3 came out. They did not want to release before then because the update was not backwards compatible, so it wouldn't work with NVDA 2018.2.1. NVDA Remote Update. As the NVDA remote team have not released a new version, we are very grateful to reliable long-term contributor Joseph Lee. Joseph has kindly packaged and made the update available for the community. Download the NVDA remote update from Joseph Lee's site. Thank you, Joseph. This version works with NVDA 2018.3.1, so we do recommend updating both NVDA and NVDA Remote to the latest versions. NVDA 2018.3.1. NVDA 2018.3 dropped on September 17th with all the new features we'd promised. We are very thankful to our incredibly helpful alpha, beta, and release candidate testers who picked up numerous bugs that were able to be addressed before launch. Unfortunately, one slipped through, which caused the 32-bit version of Firefox to crash. Users of the 64-bit version weren't affected. We released NVDA 2018.3.1 on September 19th, which addresses that crash. We would encourage all users to upgrade to that version, particularly now that there is Joseph's fix for NVDA Remote. We are also hoping to encourage even more users to try out the release candidate builds in future. So please look out for those later in the year, shortly before the next version of NVDA is released. Finally, if you haven't yet updated to NVDA 2018.3.1, one last plug for the new features to entice you. Highlights of this release include automatic detection of many Braille displays, support for new Windows 10 features, including the Windows 10 emoji input panel, and many other bug fixes. You can download NVDA from the usual place at https://www.mvaccess.org/download/. For those interested, here's a link to the complete and unabridged version of what's new in NVDA 2018.3.1. That's a hot link, so I can't give you the website. That's all for this edition. Until next time, do let us know on Twitter what your favorite new feature of 2018.3 is. Announcing the 2019 Leadership Meetings. Link to announcement at https://acb.org/2019-presidents-legislative-meetings. The American Council of the Blind Annual President's Meeting and Legislative Seminar will take place from Saturday, February 23, 2019 to Tuesday, February 26, 2019 in Alexandria, Virginia. Schedule of events: Saturday, February 23rd, Board Meeting. Sunday, February 24th, Affiliate President's Meeting. Monday, February 25th, Legislative Seminar. Tuesday, February 26th, Meeting with Legislators on Capitol Hill. Hotel information: Crown Plaza in Alexandria. Room rates pre-tax $120 per night. Address: 901 North Fairfax Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. Phone number: 703-683-6000. Crown Plaza Alexandria website. The Crown Plaza is spelled C-R-O-W-N-E, Plaza Alexandria, and the name of the hotel is technically Crown Plaza Old Town Alexandria, 901 North Fairfax Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314, phone number 703-683-6000. Announcement: 2018 Stocking Stuffers Programs. Are you considering selecting a gift for any occasion? If so, then you will appreciate knowing that again this year, on the dates of November 5th and November 12th, 2018, the first two Mondays of November, Tech Talk will be replaced by our Stocking Stuffers program. In these two programs, you will have an opportunity to learn about a myriad of unique, fun, practical, and yet affordable gifts that will please the discriminating recipient, whether vision impaired or fully sighted. Many of the presenters have not participated in our annual prior shopping events, but they promise to highlight gift ideas that will make your shopping creative. We guarantee there will be no crowded stores, transportation hassles, inclement weather to mar the enjoyment. Just shop from whatever device is listed on our Zoom invitation, which will be sent in later newswires. Watch for our next Accessible World newswires with all the specific information about how you can join the festivities. Signed, the Tech Talk team. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, 818-998-0044. http://www.helpinghands4theblind.net. And if you can, go to the American Foundation for the Blind website and make a donation to their No Limits Gift Match Fund Drive, which has been going on this month. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time, please call 919-832-5138 with comments and questions.